Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you have received your 2016 Colorado Big Game brochure. A lot of information in that. If you caught our show last week, we talked a lot about that, and we are going to carry on with that conversation today. But make sure you get a copy of that. And again, most of your places around town, your sporting goods stores and all will have a copy. But you can also, of course, get in touch with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It's also great just to go on their website from time to time just to look for new things. You can go to cpw.state.co.us for more information on that. But there are a lot of new things, and we're not going to rehash all that we talked about last week, but a couple of things that you do want to pay attention to are this. There's a change to license refunds. There's changes to the hunter education requirements that will begin in April 2016. There's some different areas that opened up for some different type hunts. There's for doe season. They've actually shortened that season in just a few units. So this brochure has a lot of information. We talked about the new license plates that are available. And, hey, if you another great way to support Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and that is a super cool-looking plate, hunting and fishing, and talks about conservation on the plate itself. And so you can get your plates there. Well, I'll welcome my co-host again, Red Merrill. Red, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good today. It's a nice day.
Boy, it is a nice day, and certainly excited to talk about hunting. We also have Nate Gilbert in the studio again, and Nate is an attorney, and we also have Hank. Why is it just an egg link? You know, it's such an easy name.
Yes, it is. You know,
it's just so easy.
But you won't find too many of us in the phone book.
Right, absolutely. And that voice you hear again is Hank, and Hank is our, you're kind of the director for this year, right?
That's right. I'm the chapter chair of the Denver chapter. I'm also the state volunteer chair for the Front Range, so I get to work with all of the chapters from Greeley to Trinidad to Lamar to Canyon City and back up to Estes Park.
Right. And we're talking about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You can go to rmefdenver.com for more information, but our big Denver banquet is coming up March 26th. A lot of great information on that, and we'll talk about that a little later in the show, but I'm telling you, a great chance to support the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, but also a chance to, boy, bid on some great hunts, win some guns, and all that. So it's pretty cool. Now, all this takes a lot of time.
Oh, definitely.
Why do you take your personal time and give so much back to Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Because I can see what it does on the ground. I normally hunt on the western slope, and a couple years ago, the Elk Foundation funded some mechanical removing of pinyon juniper right in the area that I hunt, and I was able to get my cow right in a cleared area. And I said, you know, that's my money, that's my time, I love it.
Well, that's great. Well, as I mentioned last week on our show, we had a lot of folks from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and they have joined us again today. Amanda Walters is with us, and Bradley Gabrowski.
It's
closer?
Close enough, yep.
Now give it to me one more time.
Gabrowski.
Okay, Gabrowski. I got it now. And Matt Robbins, and Matt's the public information and website manager, been a great friend of our show since he took over that position. And so, guys, thanks for coming back in with us today. Now, again, we went over a lot of changes already. One thing that where we left off kind of, we're talking about ATVs and different things, because there are, if you are going to be riding out there, you do have to have a special sticker on that, right?
That's right.
All right. So you know the most about that then, Amanda.
So OHVs are off-highway vehicles. They need to be registered every year. Whether or not you, well, you should just register them. And it's a $25.25 fee. And you can do that at any Colorado Parks and Wildlife office.
Okay.
And it's valid April 1st to March 31st of the following year.
Great. And ATVs are great. Well, you got to.
I love them.
They are awesome. Got to be careful.
But they do tear up the ground.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to get off trail, off road
right.
with them. And, you know, every person that owns one has to be a responsible individual, because it causes tremendous erosion every place where you drive and leave a path. you know, your tires are spinning going up a hill and stuff and digging out the gravel and everything, and it's going to create a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if we love our state, and we do, you know, I'm from Texas, but I love living in Colorado.
Right.
It's a beautiful place. Love the opportunities for the outdoors and the hunting, and we want to take care of our state, take care of our wilderness.
Let's talk a little bit about just safe practices out there. I know a lot of guys in Red and I, we know one guy, he loves just to go turkey hunting by himself and just get up. He'll sit there all day, do all that. But you know what? Anytime you're out and about, and especially we'll say, hey, you get on up in years a little bit, it's always good to have a buddy with you. What do you think just about, you know, having a buddy system when you're hunting and hunting, you know, with a couple of guys or something? Because you never know what's going to happen.
Right, yeah, definitely. Having a buddy or even going as a group is definitely beneficial. Of course, for your own personal safety. I mean, especially in Colorado, we do have some areas of national forest that have been pretty affected by beetle kill. So I'd say anymore, you're not really worried about maybe stepping off on or slipping, but maybe a tree falling on you. So having someone near you can definitely help you out in a situation like that.
Right.
So having that personal safety is a good idea.
Yeah.
You can't plan enough for the unknown.
Sure. And making sure that other people, like your family or a good buddy or somebody, knows where you're going to be.
My wife thinks I'm at work, so I can't say that. But no, you're right. Just letting people know the area you're going to hunt in, you know, and who you're hunting with, and, you know, outfitter or whatever the case may be. But just leaving good phone numbers and all that, because, again, could be an emergency back here, and you may be fine. But people need to know how to get a hold of you. Absolutely. Another thing is physical preparation, altitude sickness. You know, we get a lot of people come from out of state to Colorado, and we work with a group called Train to Hunt. Now, they're at a whole different level, but these guys never have an off season, kind of like the NFL. And Kenton Claremont, our good buddy there, runs that. But, I mean, it's a really, really good deal to get you in shape. But y'all run into that where you get a lot of calls like that where people, heart attacks and different things out that in the field?
I mean, we don't get a lot of calls about it, but we get calls that people want to be prepared and what to expect.
Mm.
Even if you're in good shape, say at sea level, the elevation definitely changes the game. So definitely be prepared. If you do start noticing symptoms of altitude sickness, move to lower elevations. Just if you are worried about harvesting, I mean, your health is the number one concern. So if you are experiencing any medical issues, go to lower elevations and get the assistance that you need.
Right.
I'm not a medical doctor, but I can tell you from a quick Google search that some of the symptoms of altitude sickness is nauseous, you know, feeling sick to your stomach, headache, shortness of breath. I know we've talked about that last season that, you know, I kind of got a headache, you know, maybe how do I know if something else is more wrong with me? So I think just being aware of what to look for might help out too.
Right. So let's take the rest of this segment here, Brad, and let's talk about how to apply as a group. What are just some guidelines that you can help us with?
Okay, so you're going to number one thing is to select a group leader, and you're going to use that group leader CID number. If you're going with a group of people that have never hunted in Colorado before, you can call us in the call center or call the hunt planners, and we'll create a CID for the group leader or every member of that group if you'd like. And you'll use that group number, that group leader CID number as your group number. So each person that is in that group will use that CID leader's number in the section of the group box. And you'll notice that on the paper application as well as online, they have a section for that. Everybody is going to have the same hunt codes. The only thing that can be different is the sex of the animal. So if the quota is available, everybody in the group's going to draw. If there's not enough quota, say maybe you got a group of five and there's only a quota of two left, no one in that group will draw. So if you really want a plan where you want everybody to go with you in your hunting party, that is the best way to go about it. I would say the more people that you add to your group, the harder it might be to draw depending on the amount of quota that's available for the specific hunt codes that you're applying for.
Yeah, and one of the things the group leader needs to do, and all the guys need to do, is check each other's application, because if one person makes a mistake on his application, it throws the whole batch out.
Correct.
And so you got to do your planning. You got to check everything out, make sure your hunt comes in good. How about learning to use our online resources?
So, yeah, we got definitely a lot of online resources available, especially for applying. We do have a step-by-step video of how you can apply online. Or if you're struggling or you're having a tough time navigating the application process, you can always call the call center or one of the hunt planners, and we can walk you through it. We don't mind taking time with people to help them out, but we also have a lot of other tools to help people out when they are planning their hunt for Colorado. The Colorado Hunting Atlas offers a wealth of information, public land versus private land. We also have the motor vehicle use maps for the U.S. Forest Service on there. So if they do plan to bring four-wheelers or ATVs side-by-sides to Colorado, that's definitely a great tool to use to see where you can go. Of course, we do recommend checking with the land management agencies just to double check if there is any closures for logging or cattle grazing or something like that, because we do get a few calls after the seasons happen. There's a bunch of cattle grazing where we're hunting. So we definitely urge that people call the land managing agency to see if there is any closures or anything going on that they need to be aware about. Right. The BLM last year did a horse gathering operation, and that was during the muzzleloader season. So something like that definitely influences your hunt.
Sure. And what's the best number if people want to get a hold of you?
So if they want to reach us at the hunt planning team, you can reach us at 303-291-7526.
Okay, and that's for the hunt planning team. And that's whether you're out of state or in state. I mean, if you got a group, right? Okay.
Yep.
All righty. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to get a bunch of guys like that together, too, to go out and hunt. And so this is a great way to do it where you can all hunt together. And see, we like to have witnesses when we hunt, Red, because then Red can go, see, I shot that one at 600 yards. See, that's why we hunt in a group with Red, because he's always telling us stuff like that. But it's a great thing and a great safe way to do it. But, again, highly recommend you go through the 2016 Colorado Big Game brochure. Hopefully you have yours by now. Application date there is April the 5th, and we'll go through some of the more important dates here on our next segment. But go through that. Again, we want to mention the license plate. It's a great way to show your pride in Colorado style and helping out Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and it's a really nice-looking new license plate that's available. And again, you want to go through right on page one, a lot of the changes there, which we've already talked about, but the license refunds, changes to hunter education requirements will begin April 2016. And we'll come back. We're just going to talk a little bit more about our hunts here. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is with us. Nate Gilbert, talk a little bit more about the legal side. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
It's springtime, and that means it's time to get outside and enjoy your favorite activities. Stack Optical wants you to see your best this year with their Stack Sports Pack. The Stack Sport Pack includes different prescription lenses that click easily into durable frames. It's like having multiple pairs of glasses in one pack. Each lens can be customized to your activities, hunting, golfing, biking, boating, you name it. You can optimize your sight for your favorite sports and improve your performance. Protect your eyesight from harmful UV rays and see better than ever while you're outdoors with the Stack Sport Pack. To maximize your sight for all your activities, call now for their $69 complete eye exam available Monday through Saturday. Once you go to Stack, you'll keep coming back. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 or visit their website, stackoptical.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
John Rush, during the afternoon rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Hear that lonesome. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. We've got our folks in from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Nate Gilbert's joined us. Also, Hank Eglink, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And this segment is sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Listen, we'd love for you to come to our banquet. You can go to rmefdenver.com for more information. That is March 26th at the Westin Hotel. I promise you, great facility, a great dinner, and a chance just to give back to Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. If you want to sponsor a young person for that, you can do that for just $20. And if you can get a hold of us here, we can help you with that at Sportsman of Colorado. Well, Nate, let's talk a little bit about the legal side. And we were kind of talking during the break, you know, and especially coming right back off of group hunting and all that. So, you know, let's say you get some guys from out of state, and we'll say Texas, Arkansas. There are some outlaws, we know. But what are some of the things that these groups have to be aware of here in Colorado?
Well, Colorado is such a destination hunting trip. I mean, we get people from all over the country, all over the world that come here as a group to hunt. The trouble is, Colorado has different regulations than other states. There are states like Ohio or Iowa, I can't remember which one it is, but they encourage party hunting. So if you're out with a group of guys that all have deer tags, you can party hunt there. Now, if you come out here and, you know, me, Scott, and Red all go out elk hunting, and Scott and Red decide they want to stay in the truck, and I go out and I see three bulls, I can only shoot one of those. Mm-hmm. Okay, this isn't a party hunting state. Or even something as simple wise where it's they come out here to bird hunt from the Dakotas where road hunting is legal and encouraged. If you come out here and you pull off the side of the road and you shoot birds out of the ditch, well, you're probably going to get a ticket out of it. So it's very, very important. If you come out here, you might have been party hunting or road hunting since you were knee-high to a grasshopper, but at the same time, you come out here, it's all off the table.
Right.
I didn't know party hunting was illegal here in Colorado.
I mean, did I just break your heart?
Yeah. That's got me messed up now.
So, you know, if you do get into a situation, and like I say, now that is just plain blatant, not obeying the law, what that's just talking about. But, you know, if you do shoot a doe instead of a buck or vice versa, or you shoot a cow instead of a bull, whatever the case may be, recommendations there.
Mistakes are going to happen, and we have a process set up for it. So CPW has a process where you can call in. If you feel more comfortable talking with me or your attorney, whoever it may be, before calling in, encourage you to do so. Probably the worst thing you can do is just try to hurry up, get out of there, and get away with it because it's just not going to happen.
It ain't going to go
think.
Away.
No.
Yeah.
You may never see a game warden in 10 years, and by God, when you're trying to get away from it, you will. So I highly encourage you to give me a call, give someone a call, say, hey, here's what happened. I want to do the right thing. Help me do this. There's a process for it. You might get a ticket, and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Right.
You might not get a ticket. I mean, it can go either way. The biggest thing is just to handle it, to say, you know what? I've been hunting all these years. I made a mistake. Time to own up to it. I get some consequences. So be it.
Sure. And, Matt, I think we all agree, none of us want to make a mistake, but it's Nate said mistakes happen.
We are indeed human. There's no question about that. And so I agree with Nate that, the last thing you want to do is to try to get away with something. We've had those opportunities where something as simple as, you make a harvest, the animal makes a run, and it crosses over a boundary, and you can even see it. But yet you know from your experience and from your training and from the conversations you've had, you need to reach out to that landowner and say, listen, I know that that's not on the on the land that I've able to hunt. I need to reach out to that person. It's just that simple. You know, we have this unbelievable process in place with Operation Game Thief that allows us to really self-regulate ourselves as hunters. And you know, the ethical boundaries of a hunter is set beyond everybody. You know, it's about the resources, about the wildlife and the land. And so, you know, that we get calls. So to the point that you may not see one of our officers for a long time, for an entire season, for three seasons. But the minute something goes sideways, either somebody will see it, someone will hear about it, and we will investigate it. Right. And that's an important thing to remember.
And it's kind of like some of these CSI shows now. I mean, you can find out a lot if y'all find a dead animal and getting a bullet or doing some things and running some tests, can't you?
Oh my goodness! The type of stuff we're doing now, not just on the in the enforcement piece, but just in research in general. You know, we're setting up these snag units all around the state, and we're grabbing sides of animals and doing, you know, all the way back to their bloodline. Where was that animal? Where did it come from? Where did it originate from? And we're able to identify the species, but also the sex of some animals based on this. So it is a science, mm-hmm. for sure. And I think that's important. You know, we often say at the agency that we're making our decisions based on science, and people who don't understand it just roll their eyes. But the fact of the matter is that it plays a large part of what we do.
Absolutely.
And you know, Scott, with all the hunters that do come to Colorado, and the population of Colorado has increased dramatically in the last few years, there's a lot more people out hunting. And for all you hunters out there, and we talk about ethics and stuff, you know, with so many hunters out there, if you feel like, you know, I can do this and it's, you know, it's not going to hurt nothing. But what if every hunter that was out there did that? Pretty soon we don't have any hunting. And we have to learn how to police ourselves and to be responsible. And poachers need to be turned in. If you see somebody out poaching, get whatever information you can and call the game warden.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking a lot about hunting, but I'm sure a lot of this crosses over to the fishing side too. I mean, a lot of guys can probably say, come here from out of the state or something and just go buy a fishing rod and think they can go fish somewhere. So talk about that a minute.
Well, I can tell you that, and it's not something we're proud of, but our number one fine that the ticket that we write is for fishing without a license. Wow. That's it. Number one, first and foremost. And so, and it's a small expense. It just takes a minute to get it to stop at your local outlet and grab that license, buy it early. They go on sale, you know, they're eligible the 1st of April, but I think they go on sale here mid-March, and you want to go ahead and grab that. Throw it in your wallet, throw it in your bag, and just have it with you. Because, I mean, we live in this just unbelievable, beautiful landscape, and there's nothing wrong with taking a minute out of your day and tying a line and trying to catch a fish and enjoy that as well. And so that is absolutely something that we should know. And I wanted to go back to what Red said. So many new hunters. You know, there was a stat that I brought out that, you know, we graduated 20,000 new hunter education folks last year. Wow. 20,000 more people went through that process in the state of Colorado last year alone. That is phenomenal. I know that the population is booming. We can all see it, and we've all talked about it, and we all struggle with traffic and everything else and lines in the stores and everything else. But, boy, when it comes to getting folks out in the outdoors, We're definitely seeing that there is still a large group of folks that want to participate and want to continue that heritage.
Right. And it's great to get kids involved in the outdoors. And, you know, I know you guys have a ton of programs with that as well. But, you know, I have a lot of friends that have young kids. And, boy, I think one of our mechanic that Red and I use took his son out and he shot his first pheasant. And, I mean, man, to see a kid standing there with that first kill is awesome, you know, just to see how exciting. Because did you start out, Bradley, as a young – I mean – young hunter yourself?
I did not, no. Okay. I wish I did. But, I mean, I originally started out fishing, but mm-hmm. then have gotten into...
That got old quick. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, wait now.
Yep, got into the hunting, though, just probably about 6-7 years ago.
Right. So now, apprenticeship. We were going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
that's another hunter education program initiative that came through this year. It's effective April 6th. And what's really unique about this apprentice license is that someone who isn't really familiar with hunting, never tried it before, they can get an it's kind of like a temporary hunter's ed card,
okay.
sort of. I mean, I guess that's the best way to describe it. And so then that year, they can purchase any of the products that CPW offers, whether that's big game or fishing. Not fishing. You don't need hunter's ed for fishing. Sorry about that. But they can purchase any of those licenses. And then as long as they're accompanied by a mentor, and that mentor may or may not have a license themselves, then they can go and experience that and see if it's something that they want to stick with. And if they do, then the next year they go and take a hunter's ed class and get their own license and hopefully hunt with a buddy, but doesn't necessarily have to be a mentor. And mentors do need to be 18 years of age or older.
Right. Okay, so, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, there are some tremendous programs with the Division of Wildlife. And for all of you skeptics out there, the Division of Wildlife is not our CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, I'm sorry. They're not our enemy. They're out there to help us and to there have to be regulations in any kind of endeavor involving the outdoors and wild game. There have been times in our past when there weren't regulations in places and they killed all the animals. And the game population went down drastically, and that's why we've got organizations like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever and National Wild Turkey Federation and those great organizations to help keep the game population up. And the division, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, are out there. They're our friends. They're out there to help us, and we need regulations, you know, so we'll have a good, healthy game population.
And as Matt mentioned earlier, fishing licenses do go on sale March the 16th, and there are 64 updates in the fishing regulations. And the non-game tax checkoff. We talked about that a minute, but
hit
that one more time.
Sure. So this is tax season. I know I got mine done a couple weeks ago. Thank goodness. But for everyone else out there, whether you're doing them online or by hand, the checkoff box at the very end of your tax return, it's an opportunity for you to voluntarily contribute to one of the funds of your choice. And one of the funds that we'd encourage folks to contribute to is the Non-Game and Endangered Species Cash Fund. And so there you just check the box and enter the amount that you'd like to donate, be anything from, you know, a dollar to whatever you... Sky's the limit.
Right.
But and then those funds come directly to CPW and help manage our conservation species, those who are listed on both the species of concern and then species that are listed on the endangered list help with the habitat requirements for those.
Okay, great. This segment was brought to you by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and especially our Denver chapter. We'd love to have you come to our banquet. That is March 26th in Westminster there at the Westin Hotel. Great meal. Just a great, fun evening. Go to rmefdenver.com for more information. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 67 in Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us today. Great to welcome in our good friend and a person that has really helped my shooting experiences in the outdoors and all, and that's Alan Stack with Stack Optical. How you doing, bud?
Good. Good. Thank
Great
you,
to
Scott,
see
for
you.
Having me.
You know, first thing I want to get into, and we'll get into our Stack Sport Pack, and Alan's got some exciting news today on some new things with that, and if you've heard Alan before talk about the Stack Sport Pack. That is simply a development he has come up with where you have one frame and then you can do multiple lenses with different tints, and of course your correction in those lenses can be made, and so we'll get into that in just a little bit later. But really I wanted to talk a little bit about a recent experience I had. I went in, got my eye exam all done again with the doc, and by the way, this is a tremendous deal for this. It's $69 for this eye exam, and if you'll call and just mention Sportsman of Colorado, you can get that. But that's a great exam and a very thorough exam, and that's 303-321-1578 for that. And again, a great exam. But you had a new machine in, and I'll let you get into the technical aspects of what that machine was that you were when you took those pictures.
Scott, that's a new digital retinal imaging machine that the doc has brought in, and it's a really great idea. So what he does is he takes a picture of the back of your eye. We have it digitally saved on the hard drive, and we can also email it to you so you can take it into your physician if you're, you know, borderline diabetic or, you know, they're suspecting anything. They can take a look at that retinal photo, and from that they can see that, you know, maybe there's some hypertension, you know, high blood pressure, you know, diabetes, glaucoma. It shows a great picture of the optic disc and that kind of stuff. That's what they look for on glaucoma, besides just the pressures that the doctor checks in your eye exam. But it's painless. All it is, flashlight, it's done. But the neat thing about it, you know, we used to have them years ago and they were Polaroid and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was a nice picture, but you couldn't really do a lot with it. But now it can be emailed, it can be saved. You know, we keep all these things on the hard drive that we can email to you or your doctor. And it's a very quick, painless exam. It's only $30. It's just quite a value for what it does for you.
Right. And, you know, we were kind of talking before the show today that a lot of times in our health world, we will maybe get checkups, and guys are probably worse than this about than women going into the doctors and just getting kind of routine checkups. But sometimes I would think one thing that's very neglected is our eyesight, unless we start having problems.
Exactly.
So it's very important to get in and let a doctor do a really good exam. Now, when you talk about some of these diseases like, you know, glaucoma, diabetes, high blood pressure, I had no idea that you could maybe see some of those signs by looking at the eye.
Yeah, the eye is the window to the body. There's just so many different things that they can diagnose by looking inside the eye. You know, and the besides just this retinal imaging, you know, that's part of what the doc does with his ophthalmoscope in the middle of his eye exam, is to get in there, and a lot of times he wants to get a wider field of view, so he might dilate you, but he doesn't necessarily have to dilate. He can still look inside there and see if there's anything going on, and he does that inside the eye exam.
Mm-hmm. Now, glaucoma, I've always heard that, and I'm not want to get into a medical show here, but what is that?
It's the
really
pressure.
All about?
It's the pressure inside the eye. You know, if that pressure gets so great, it can put damage on the optic disc, and when it gets to that point, yeah, maybe they can relieve the pressure, but the damage is done. Mm-hmm. So they have to catch this stuff early. So A lot of times they can relieve pressure with surgery. They can also relieve the pressure with drops. As a matter of fact, you know, in my personal family history, my grandfather was on drops for 40 years. He was diagnosed with glaucoma.
Really?
In his 40s.
Wow.
And he was on drops
so
all
it is
his life.
Kind of a hereditary thing.
Yes. Okay. So you want to get these things checked, you know. But if it goes on, it's not something that you feel. So the damage could be done, and you don't know anything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So until you start losing eyesight, and once you start losing some of the eyesight, there's nothing that can be done. So it's just so important to get those yearly eye exams.
Right.
And, you know, for the inexpense, and it's not just for glasses or for contacts. Maybe you don't need a refraction.
Sure.
It's just for the health of the eye.
Yeah, because when that goes wrong, you're going to get into a lot more serious issues if you neglect
it. Exactly.
Absolutely. $69 again for that eye exam. And then it's $30 then.
$30 for the retinal imaging.
Okay,
machine.
$99. I mean,
right.
Hey, it's your eyes, okay? Call 303-321-1578. Again, 303-321-1578. You know, I went on website, and just a couple of testimonials I thought were really good there. I saw there. One of them says, now again, you guys are, 48 years now in business, so I've been a customer of Stack Optical since 1968. Two generations of outstanding service. I'm a veterinary doctor and dental specialist in my 50th year of practice and give this business the highest marks from their inventory and number of services they offer to the expertise and professionalism of everyone on their staff. I've always been pleased when doing business with Stack Optical. Their service exceeds the high expectations I have for people in the medical field. When looking for value, I recommend call Stack Optical first. The reason why I like that, there's a difference in price and value. So many people look for the lowest dollar amount, and they think that's their best deal. When I say rarely, I'm going to say never is that your best deal, because you're not looking to get somebody the cheapest doc you can get in there and just to say you did an eye exam. You're trying to bring them value and take care of them.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, I've had folks that bought frames from me 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having me put lenses in it because it's a quality frame.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of these cheap glasses, Jesus, you're lucky if they'll last you a year, you know. So, you know, quality pays off in the long run.
Right. And one other quick one says, I wanted to follow up again and say thank you for replacing my nose pieces on my eyeglasses while my wife and I waited today. I greatly appreciate your excellent service. I picked up a few of your business cards to hand out. Congratulations on your anniversary. Again, 48 years in business. So, you know, a lot of stores in and out, especially when you get these family-owned businesses, a lot of the big box stores seem to just force them out. Stack Optical has withstood all of that, and they do that by providing good customer service, great quality products at Stack Optical.
Actually, Scott, this is a big year because my father had run the company for 24 years. And I took over 24 years ago. I've been in it. I've been doing this for 34 years.
Right.
But I took over the business 24 years ago today.
Wow.
Or this year.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, Stack Sport Pack is growing.
It is.
You just showed me some new frames.
Yeah, we just got them in the other day. And, you know, we had one frame with multiple color frames, but it was one style. But now we have six styles. That we can put the same idea where we can take the lens, you make up a different types of lens depending on your activity, and then interchange them in the field. It just takes seconds to switch out the lenses. It's the same type of frame as far as adjustability, being able to adjust it in the field. But they've come out with, you know, a couple different shapes, a couple different styles on the frame, so we just have a little bit more variety. But it's the same basic idea, which is worked out just phenomenal.
Right. And some people say, well, why would you want to change lenses? I'm telling you, I'm just like everybody else. I bought their traditional drugstore sunglasses forever. And you think, okay, I'm good, until you start wearing these, which I now have, because, I mean, our weather changes hourly sometimes. I've been out before where, you know, really bright sunshine, then all of a sudden the fog rolls in, snow, whatever the case may be, where then I said, man, I wish I could see better through these. And now, boom, carry these right with me. I mean, 5 seconds, you switch the lenses, and boom.
Exactly. It's like I'm a golfer, so I have a particular lens that I really like for golfing. But I also like going into the indoor range and shoot. Now, sometimes I go in the outdoor range. Well, I've made up a pair of lenses for the indoor range. It's got kind of a yellow cast to it. I use it in there. Then when I go outside, it automatically senses that and starts turning darker brown.
Mm-hmm.
So in both those lenses, you know, the one lens for indoor shooting and outdoor is the same lens. Then if I'm going to go golfing, I can pop that lens out, stick in another lens, and I'm off to the course.
Absolutely. Does it help you find your ball in the woods?
It
I need
does.
I need a lens for that. Or looking does. Underwater.
Well, water is a different story. Well, you know, it is polarized, so you might be able to see it there. I don't know if you'll be able to get to it. But, yes.
You can do that. All right. Now, check out our resource guide. If you have not picked one of these up yet, a lot of our, of course, you'll hear ads on our show where you can pick them up. We also a lot of them at the International Sportsman's Expo earlier this year. And we've already done some other banquets where we've handed them out, Ducks Unlimited, different things like that. But if you want to check out our resource guide, go to sportsmanofcolorado.com, click on resource guide. And in there, on page 3, you'll see an ad for Alan. Gives you all his information. He's located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. Their number again, 303-321-1578. And there's a coupon in there for 10% off of what we're talking about. And we term them custom hunting glasses, but they're really custom outdoor glasses. Now, you can get into shooting, and Alan can put the optical correction in there. And we've talked about that, where you can bring your firearm into the store. Just make sure it's unloaded. And when you call and make that appointment, it's very, very important to let them know that you are coming in for the Stack Sport Pack and for shooting, and that you do want to bring a firearm, because Alan needs to be there for that. But again, they'll take care of all your eyewear needs. This is your one-stop shop for all of that. And you can visit their website at stackoptical.com. And again, that number is 303-321-1578. And what are you hearing from some of the folks? I mean, we've met some at different events and people that have had these too, but I'm telling you, these are changing the hunter's world out there.
No, I've had a few folks come in, didn't realize they've kind of given up some of the iron sight shooting. They've gone over to scopes because as we get older, it's just harder to see that front sight.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come back in and say, Alan, it's worked out so well because, you know, you look at, find your target through the distance, you tilt your head down a little bit, and it brings in your front sight. I put an upside down bifocal that has a long range on it. And they just can't believe the difference. A lot of them gone back to shooting their pistol, which they had given up.
Sure.
Or they'd gone back to shooting with iron sights on their rifle.
Right.
Instead of just using the scope. On the other hand, I've had folks come in that are using scope, but it's not working well for them. And I ask them, I said, well, you're using your everyday lens? And they say, yeah. And I said, is it a progressive? Well, yeah. Well, geez, that's the worst lens.
Right, right.
It just, the mirrors just aren't crisp because you're going back and forth through that lens, and they kind of wiggle inside there. So the best thing there is a single vision lens, and then maybe put reading on the bottom so that you can see your GPS or see the numbers on the scope. So there's a lot of different variations that we can make as far as shooting glasses.
All right. Well, give Alan a call, 303-321-1578. Optimize your sight for your favorite sports and improve your performance. Alan, thank you so much. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303 303-
303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Got our folks in from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Our legal team had to slip out, Nate Gilbert. Nate's number, 720-449-6970. That's 720-449-6970. You can check out his website at longilbert.com. And, again, he handles a lot of different practice area, outfitter representation, hunting violation defense, farm and ranch, landlord-tenant issues, and can really, really be of help to you. And, again, our show is all about, you know, doing things the right way, but you know what? Sometimes mistakes happen. But, you know, we can't stress enough that, and it's just like I think with all the things, and we talk to our attorney, Kevin Flesh, all the time just about, you know, the police things and all we've seen with that and how the police are catch a lot of grief there. But most of the time I have found if you show an officer of any kind, whether it be Colorado Parks and Wildlife or a police officer, if you show them respect, you do what they tell you to do, everything works out pretty good. Doesn't have to be a big deal. So, again, that's the hardest call to make, I would assume, you know, to, hey, if you've done something wrong, pick a phone and call and, you know, admit what you did. But I'm just telling you, it's going to work out a whole lot better that way. Right, Matt?
There's absolutely no question at all. We certainly do have our processes. We do have our rules and regulations. We have a number of officers out there, and they're all out there. And it is true. We all have the same mission in mind, and that is to protect our resources and right. to make sure that we do it ethically and safely. And so someone who does make a mistake and takes the time to call us is taking the initiative and showing right there that you know that they want to be part of the solution. So I think those are all great points that you made.
Two more points I want to hit on here before we wrap up today. One is landowner preference program. So, Amanda,
yeah,
you want to
sure.
tackle that one?
The landowner preference program, it was formerly known as, LPP. There was another name for it. So just so that people realize that it's different now. It's on page 4 of the 2016 Big Game brochure. And interestingly enough, the application for landowners is due the same time as the big game applications, and they'd also find that the application itself is very similar. And so where you use those hunt codes, those are the same hunt codes that the landowner preference program uses. And if you haven't received your application packet from the LPP program, you can contact our office. And we have a designated person who works on those applications. And also you can look at our website at cpw.state.co.us/bg/landowner for more information as well.
Okay, great. And then preference points. Let's talk about that because a lot of people aren't aware that even though maybe you don't plan on hunting something right now, you 2 or 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road, which some of those it takes that long to draw, how can people know more about the preference points?
Yeah, so there's a lot of information in the brochure. First on page 2 about the preference point fees, and then also on page 12 on how the preference point system works. You can only accumulate one preference point a year per species, and that would be for elk, deer, bear, pronghorn, all those big, most of the big game species in Colorado will be based off the preference point system. Even though you're not going to be using your points now, they can definitely pay off maybe if you plan another hunt later in the future. If you just want to apply for preference points, you can use the preference point code on your hunting application or your big game application and send in for that, and then you wouldn't even have to get a license per se. If you do put in for a preference point, if you did not hold an annual small game or an annual fishing or big game license from the previous year, you will be assessed a $40 preference point fee per species, unless you are a resident. For you'll be charged a $30 fee for deer and pronghorn. So there is a little bit of fee associated with that, but preference points can pay off in the future. I mean, some of our highest quality elk hunting units can take up to 20 or more years worth of preference points to get into. But it's that definitely that once-in-a-lifetime elk that you might find up in those units. So it's a good thing to get invested into. I mean, me personally, I accumulate preference points for every species. Maybe I don't hunt them now, but maybe in the future I'd like to. And they're only going to be species-specific points. So when you get a point, it's not specific to rifle or specific to a certain unit. We get a lot of questions about that. Your elk point is your elk point. Your deer point is your deer point. So you can use it on any season in any method to take that you would like.
Okay.
So if you want to hunt elk, let's just say, and you want to also accumulate a preference point, then you have to designate on the application that you don't want to use your preference point to draw this elk tag.
Right. So anytime you draw a license as a first choice, it will use any preference points that you have. So a way to avoid that would be choosing a unit that you know you won't draw as your first choice, or putting in the preference point hunt code as your first choice. Then you can draw a license as your second, third, or fourth choice, or even your unsuccessful option as an over-the-counter license, or even a leftover license for that matter.
Yes. Now, by the way, I do recommend that you put in for the preference point and not just a unit that you don't think you'll draw, because a good buddy of mine did that for moose, and he put in, he didn't have but about 3 preference points, and it was taken 8 or 9 or 10, something like that. And so he just put in thinking, well, I'll just get a preference point, and he actually drew the tag, and he was not ready for that year. You know, he hadn't done all his planning and everything, and had all his ducks in a row and stuff, but he had drawn his tag.
Absolutely. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, the folks are in from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Hank Egging is in. He is our chairman for our Denver chapter for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Go to rmefdenver.org. I have been saying that wrong for the last few minutes. So .org, rmefdenver.org for more information on that. But this is going to be a terrific night. It is March 26th in Westminster there at the Westin Hotel. We had that there last year, and boy, just a great venue. And a great chance to really get out and support. And we did something first time last year, as far as I know it was the first time, and that's where kind of our electronic bidding, where you didn't have to walk around all the tables. So take a minute and talk about that.
Just about every conservation organization runs silent auctions, and usually you have to walk around the table and look at the bid sheets. Well, we brought in electronics, and now all you do is punch in the bid on your telephone, on your smartphone, your pad, and as soon as you get outbid, you'll get a text message saying, you've been outbid, do you want to bid again? So you don't have to, you know, jostle around in the silent auction. It's very technology driven, and if you don't have a smartphone, we have some smart kids there with pads. And you
yeah,
can
we've
just
got 10-year-olds
in.
To help all of us, yes.
I need that.
Yeah. And again, just a great, great organization to support. And boy, we don't have time to go through all the numbers, but I mean, over the years, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has contributed a lot of money to conservation.
Yes. Over the last 10 years, we've given a little bit over $2.2 million to federal and state landowners here in the state for habitat projects that they're planning. And that money basically reduces the taxpayers' cost.
Right. Now, still looking for some volunteers, maybe, if people want to get involved with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
If they want to get involved and help out at our banquet, they can call me directly at 303-995-8634 or send me an email at hank_egg@comcast.net.
Okay. So 303-995-8634. If you're interested in being a volunteer for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and I guarantee you'd enjoy it. A lot of great people. We've just really developed some good friendships over the last few years that we've been involved with this banquet, and it'll be a great time. So last couple of minutes.
Yeah, Hank, let me ask you, there are a lot of great companies and businesses that donate items to be sold at auction, and there are companies that donate guns and donate hunts and stuff. Tell us a little bit about that and how somebody out there listening might could get involved in that.
Well, if anybody wants to make a donation, you can either go to our website, rmefdenver.org, or call me or send me an email, and I'll gladly talk you through the process. This year, one of the donations that we have is from the San Diego Cristo Outfitters down in Westcliff. It's a mule deer hunt. It's valued at over $5,000, full donation. They support conservation efforts.
Wow. Yes.
Another thing we have this year that'll be on live auction, it's a high-grade Browning, bolt-action 300 Winchester short mag, and it's coming with a grade 4 or grade 5 walnut. So it's a really gorgeous piece.
Yes, and folks, if you want to attend the banquet, and we strongly encourage you to do that. Scott and I will be there. Which, just the fact that I'm going to be there, you know, yeah. Scott ought to draw people from all over the country.
Red will be signing autographs. And, yeah, he doesn't know what on, but he'll be signing them.
Yeah, but when you do come, bring money. It's a lot more fun when you can participate in the auctions and participate in the silent auctions and participate in different raffles and things like that. Because you do have a high chance of winning a nice gun or a good hunt or something like that. And it all goes back to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, which goes into supporting habitat around the country, and especially here in Colorado.
Well, that's great. Again, that's March 26th. Go to rmefdenver.org. All right. 60 seconds left. Matt, any closing comments?
I just want to thank everybody. This is a great time of year for all of us. You know, as we're moving forward, as we're getting prepared for our applications, we've talked about resources going on our website, calling our hunt planners. Understand that as we move closer to the deadline, it's going to be harder to get through to our folks. Start planning now. Give us a call today. Give us a call next week. Don't wait until that first week in April.
Yeah,
call Brad and the team early. And often, if you'd like, and we'll walk you right through it.
All right. Amanda, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Same to go along with that, I just want to mention the hunter education classes fill up quickly. So
yes.
If that's something that you need, make sure you register, go to our website and find that. And then also there's a number of seminars to help you walk through the application as well.
All right. Bradley, thank you, bud.
Yep, thank you
appreciate
for
all your input.
It was fun.
Hank, thank you, sir. And thank you for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you've been driving around, couldn't write down any numbers of how you can help out with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, or you want to get in touch with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, you can do that through our website as well. So thanks for joining us. Everyone have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.